college has traditionally been the place young adults get the education they need to pursue a profession they're passionate about. For Illinois Issues, Dusty Rhodes visited one of the City Colleges of Chicago to meet some students whose life calling is dealing with death.
Alicia Adams attends Malcolm X College, which specializes in health sciences. But unlike most of her classmates, Adams isn't learning anything about saving lives.
It started with a guinea pig in third grade. I had the responsibility of taking care of it over the summer, and they don't live long, and so I died.
With her mom headed off to work that day, Adams was left in charge of disposing of the class pet, which was named Mr. Squeaky.
I put him in a box, I decorated it, and like I said, it was the summer, so I knew I had to get it like out of the house. So I put it in a grill outside.
Every day she checked back, just to make sure Mr. Squeaky hadn't been discovered by a raccoon.
I literally watched every stage of death with that guinea pig. And then the morbid curiosity afterwards led me to, like, dead people.
Adams is studying mortuary science at Malcolm X, one of only two community colleges in Illinois to offer such a degree. It prepares students to work as a funeral director, manage a funeral home, embalm the dead, or, like many funeral service providers, do all three. I asked another student, Anna Woolock, to list their courses for me.
Microbiology, pathology, history, thanatochemistry. It's the chemistry of death. Embalming, accounting, restorative art, sociology, ethics, funeral directing, merchandising, business law, embalming lab, our capstone course, which is basically just getting us ready for the board exam, and psychology.
Woolock moved to Chicago to attend art school. She eventually got disillusioned and settled into the grind of creative day jobs, bookstores, coffee shops, record stores, and restaurants. But along with those customer service gigs, one of her side hobbies was taxidermy.
Just like I've done a few mice and a couple of rabbits. They make really nice gifts, like if you taxidermy them and you can like pose them for people.
A couple of years ago, she made an emergency trip home to Pittsburgh, where her mother was providing hospice care for her grandfather. The night he died, a blizzard made local roads impassable. Yet somehow, a pair of funeral directors made their way to the family home to collect her grandfather's remains.
It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. Everyone's tired. Everyone's exhausted and like has been crying. And then these like two incredibly dapper gentlemen show up. And they were the sweetest, most considerate people.
One tiny gesture stood out.
My mom had like passed out on the couch because this was like such a long ordeal for her. And one of the funeral directors picked up the afghan and like tucked her in. And like that was such a moving moment.
In that instant, Woolock knew what she wanted to do.
The day that I came back, I opened up my computer and looked up mortuary programs Chicago, found Malcolm X, and applied.
Karen Scott, a licensed funeral director for more than 3 decades, runs the program at Malcolm X, where more than 40 students are enrolled. She sees what she calls the scientific side and the event planning side of the profession as just steps along the continuum of comfort.
Actually, if you think about it, it's a body. It's what we all are housed in, you know, and you just basically take them and take care of their body. Because what you're doing is you're giving that family some type of comfort. I won't say closure because that happens down the road, but you're giving them some kind of comfort.
Of course, people outside the profession don't necessarily see it that way. Woolock, who spends her evenings managing a restaurant, says she gets one of two reactions.
So it's really interested or just completely just horrified.
Adams' after-school time is spent with her two children, Ty, age 7, and Victoria, age 4. She doesn't tell them much about what she's studying.
They only know, like, she cares for dead people.
Adams and Woolock are anomalies in the mortuary trade. Most funeral homes are family businesses, passed down from one generation to the next, so they aren't sure they'll get to work in their chosen profession. Just in case, Adams plans to get her bachelor's degree at Southern Illinois University with a minor in forensics. Woolock is considering furthering her studies in thanatology. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
This is Statewide.